Blog Talk Radio.
Saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slap when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago, I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting, perfusions of mouth, and it's back to Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the H of me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy wedding, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. Pay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cabbie of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, are you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn a white pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing today? I hope everybody doing good on this Friday night. Yeah, we on here trying to figure out what's going on for this race this weekend. Once again, Mother Nature came around and put a cloud over it and gave everybody the excuses they need not to show up. I'm not to come, but we're going to see what happens. I don't know. I was just watching a live on Vaughn, and he was saying that it's supposed to be down to 30% tomorrow. I'm not sure. I didn't go look at it myself, but that's what he just said on his live. And Leon making a shakedown. He was pretty good there. It looked pretty good. Yeah, boy, I see all three lugging all of them over there, so I don't know what's going to happen. But we're going to try to see what we can see tonight, and we're going to just talk on the show tonight. We're going to free fall. We ain't really got no discussion to talk about here. So anybody want to come on in and get it started? They know some business. Talk about it. Which I know tonight and tomorrow, Vaughn Race out of US 41. Yeah, they had about 10 lock-ins already for just tomorrow. So I don't know how that's going to go. I think Vaughn might have a couple of lock-ins today. But the track looked good. Jimmy Lopez, he made a clean pass down the track. The pass I just seen with Leon was pretty clean. A scrap disco lady. Shit, I guess what? We're going to get around. Hoping we can keep it in order tonight, you know. But sometimes, you know, that's the way it go. These guys get beside themselves and they get to talking a whole lot of shit to each other. So I don't know if it's going to be quiet. I can't promise y'all they're just going to be quiet tonight. But anyway, we're here, so we're going to try to get something done on this Friday night show. Just hoping everything go well and Mother Nature changes her mind tomorrow about drowning out that race. You know, because it seemed like it was definitely a good setup for the race tomorrow. It seemed like he had a lot of things going on. That's up. Okay, where we at? I ain't got no crew to call on. I don't know if kid on the line or he out there at the races. So where we at? Who want to come on here and start talking? What we got to talk about? Yes, sir, because we ain't got no racing to talk about. I heard that it hadn't been really verified to me yet, but they say Three Love got knocked off by Hellcat out there on the street last night. If somebody come verify that, you know, I might have to put Three Love in the grease. Them young boys are talking real jazzy, boy. They ain't playing. They talking real jazzy. That's up. Ain't nobody coming in and talk, so I'm going to go back here on this live and see what I see. I hope that I can see something that I can report. That's up. We're going to give everybody a chance to come on here and chime in. I don't know how many people probably chime in today with this race going on. Everybody probably out there at the race trying to see what they can see. Oh, they say they're getting ready for the grudge races, y'all. Everybody getting ready for these grudge races, so they got to have some grudge races going on tonight. They say today it was supposed to have been an 80% chance of rain out of US 41. And they ain't got nothing but maybe a few clouds. That's it. Dwayne Miller live. Y'all hear that Dwayne Miller live, y'all. So far, I don't see nothing but the ground. And it don't look like it was a good lie there. He must have had problems with that. Track Hustler live. I think he up here. And so, where y'all at? Where y'all at? Hell, I might be able to get me some rest early tonight, because I ain't going to sit on here and talk to myself. Can you believe that? I'm going to get a little time. But I ain't finna hurt myself. And y'all know, it's an 18. Leroy and Big Sam, second event for the year. Hoping that the weather stays straight for it. And we get a chance to be out there again on the 17th and 18th, just a couple of weeks from now. And then after that, in October, Greg having his other event. And I believe that's going to be the cancer awareness event. So, we got a lot to do with the weather state, right? Yes, sir. See anybody else popping up yet? Old Tony Mann won earlier today with old pocket chain. Uh-oh. Hold it, wait there. Shit, you got dog like that quick. White Castle out there. He got his live going, y'all. White Castle, you need to do some pretty good camera work, so I don't know if this is a blood race or not. Got two D-bodies up on the line. Looks like one of them might be Canelo, Pete Tong. Oh, man, he had problems leaving the gate, looking like. Oh, yep. Yeah, that was a good race, I guess. He's saying Yak for the win. Yep. Knock Canelo out. Got to just knock Canelo straight on out. Got a couple of bikes coming on up. He say he's going away for a minute, y'all. I didn't have one grudge race. Yeah, this is Canelo. And Yak for the win. What's going on here? Got a few cars in the lane, man. Okay. All right, y'all. Where y'all at? Come on in here.
Everybody out at the track, Leon, all of them, so. I want to check my duck out there. Marcus Jones, live. I'll be as attracting dogs. Tony Bama must be finna have his second road race for the night, y'all. Tony Bryan in the left lane, 2.0 in the right lane. Uh-oh. Looks like Boss got him another win. Gap. Boss Bryan. It's a gap with the gap. Yes, he's in second race. Yeah. Yes,
what up, Ed?
What's up, my brother? How you doing tonight?
Nothing, man. What I miss?
Ain't nothing, man. You the first one came on, man. A lot of people, I guess, out at the track. All our talkers in Canon must be out at the track trying to get it on.
Oh, okay.
Look like it's going to be early night tonight, man. I'm just sitting up here looking at these lives I can on, you know. Old Boss Bryan won both his races. Yak whooped Pete and him, Canelo.
Oh, they had it 41 tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just had a grudge race. Yak and Canelo.
Oh, no.
It's going to be some other grudge races. I'm trying to wait to see them pop up.
I got good night.
And so how you feel tonight, man?
I'm good, Ed. I'm good, man. Shit, a little tired, but I got up. You know, I'm good.
Yeah, man.
I'm good. See what the fuck going on tonight. Yeah. Okay, they had live videos of the race.
Oh, there, yeah. That's what I was just looking at, you know. They only had that
one.
Yes, sir. What up, kid?
What up, Eddie? What up, Chuck? Huh?
What up, kid?
No, I'm dying in Indy.
At the track, man?
No, I'm dying in Indy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What's happening
what's
up in
going
the
down there? What's happening
you know,
down there,
the
kid?
The U.S. Nationals and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I see what Tony Bynum
is. Same thing like at 41.
What?
The U.S. National?
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed. I see where
wait
Tony
Bynum Eddie, where was Tony at?
They're in Middle Georgia, baby.
Oh,
yeah,
they're
in,
okay.
They're in,
they're making it.
Middle Georgia. Yeah, he just fucked up. Bin Laden.
Okay. Okay, there. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we get the groceries on out there at 41.
That's what Eddie said. I'm finna look at him right now.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah.
Yak got away.
As I said, Yak over Canelo. He went Pete, his son, Canelo.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm watching it right now just to see what's going on.
Canelo look like it swung a little bit toward Yak's lane. I don't know. I might have just been the angle I'm looking at. But Canelo left first.
He don't look like he's leaving too clean. Yeah, he don't look like he's leaving too clean.
Okay. Yeah, they had a good night to be out there.
Yeah, was this the only grudge they got going on tonight?
773-43-87. Who we got? 43-87. Your mic is open.
Shit, I could have went to the track tonight.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be there.
How y'all looking at that live?
Might as well save the energy for tomorrow, Chuck.
Yep,
yep, sir.
Hey, how y'all looking at that live?
I'll be out there tomorrow.
Yeah, I hear it that way first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I saw it on Shannon's Facebook.
Why ain't you at the track, Big Mark?
You know, at the last minute, Chuck,
I saw it on White Couch.
I was going at the last minute. I just said, I'll go tomorrow. I'll be good tomorrow.
All right.
I saw it on White Castle. Open. I had too much background. You put them back on mute.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Eddie.
I'm surprised you're here.
Yeah.
Why you put that little raggedy ass picture up of your car in the background? I'm just saying it.
Oh, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
You got some picture up here at somebody's shop with some old motherfucker that looks like he don't know what he's doing in the background.
That picture about 6 years old, that's my boy Maurice, man. That's a Chevy.
I know that's old as hell. And mud bones still ain't
moved
Reese, out.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know Reese?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know
I'm
Reese?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's who that is. You know, he live right down the street from me. Yeah. Yeah, he was just over with me. At the time, you notice the motor ain't even in. It's still on the engine stand. But, yeah, so you ain't have to have no fear like that.
Anyway, but, I mean, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't Bills have a race locked in for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he ain't coming because of the rain report.
Yeah, I see that. I was just looking at that. I said, God damn, Bill's down in Georgia. I know goddamn where he ain't going to be in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, 773-4387. Who we got?
It's Maurice. Hey, Chuck, I was just, Chuck, what you was looking at that on?
I'm on Facebook on, let me see, if, I'm going to tell you who did it. Preacher Boy got it.
Wow.
It's a bunch of motherfuckers got it.
Okay.
White Castle got it. And Big Sham got it.
Okay, I hit it on Big Sham, yeah.
All of them got it.
Kendrick Child. That's White Castle, Kendrick Child.
Okay. I ain't gonna say their government name, so I just say a white Catholic.
Oh, okay. Well, he probably don't know how to come up with that, so I get to him.
Yeah,
Wayne Brown and Cook.
Yeah, you'll tell something, Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, just listening.
That's a working man. That man go to work every day, man. Yeah.
And you can call what you want.
Brother Mo, what's happening?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Let's see what else we got. So what up, Eddie? What's going on? What happened? I missed some shit.
I can't call it, man. We just want to see what's going on tonight as best we can.
What I missed, kid, you can tell me.
Yeah.
Shit, you ain't missed nothing, Father. I know, Chuck.
No,
hey, is there going to be any extracurricular activities like went on yesterday going on today?
Oh, man.
So what went on, Mark? I don't know. I wasn't here. What went on?
Man, God damn it.
You got something to tell everybody. I want to know.
Chemo and nephew, God damn it, they must have argued and kicked their ass and spit at each other, God damn it, for damn an hour and a half.
Oh,
I had tears in my eyes, man. That shit was so funny, man.
About two and a half hours, because I fell asleep about 20 times. Woke back up.
Oh, okay.
I hope it didn't mean none of that shit. I hope it was just fun. You know, when they got to that mother stuff, I didn't, you know, I said, uh-oh.
Oh, no, they ain't go that far, did they?
Oh, man, we heard about
they went there.
They went kind of deep.
Okay. I see nephew at the track tonight. Okay.
No, not nephew.
You say what now?
He down in Gator Country. He down in Gator Country.
I mean, no. He just shared Stokey's video. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't listen to the end of the show. Did they squash all that by the end of the show?
No.
Damn.
They just stopped talking.
Why would they?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, man. I couldn't believe it at first. I said, man, I know they ain't went this deep. Yes, they did. They went way past the line.
I think
I came up with a solution, Eddie. When they get to going at each other like that and go that deep, just put them in the private room. Goddamn, and let them argue with each other. Cause everybody ain't trying to hit that shit.
When they get that deep, trying to talk about fighting and all that, I usually put them in the private room.
So you're saying it was that bad last night, huh?
Damn, yep. Now I missed the fight part.
You know what, though, kid? I thought Vaughn was going to go that way one time, and I put him in the private room, and he got mad at me. You always want to stop me from talking and all this, that, and other. And I'm like, man, you can't win for losing. I say, Vaughn, trying to keep Chip from going too far.
That's all you got to do is put him in the private room. Let them argue to goddamn it, as with till their ass catch a fire.
Well, right.
Yeah, they went in deep, Chuck. Goddamn it, if you was digging a well, goddamn it, you had to go down probably about 60, 70 feet to get where they went.
Oh, yeah, they must have been at it then. Okay. I'm just checking. I wasn't on the phone.
It wasn't on my show, so I didn't have to receive the criticism.
Right.
And I don't think Sam got no criticism.
Chump, you wasn't going to stop nothing anyway. You was going to let that shit ride like everybody else.
Might well.
So what we got locked in tomorrow, Eddie? You got to fill me in. You know I ain't been here, too.
Man,
I thought
they got to stay racing tomorrow. Oh, GD out there. They had about 10 lock-ins, but some of the lock-ins have changed due to the rain.
Yeah, I know it's a chance of rain.
Yeah, Detroit said they ain't coming. Beers ain't coming.
Who ain't coming?
Beers, he ain't coming.
Quarantine
ain't coming. No, he ain't coming.
Okay. So nobody from Detroit, nobody from nowhere else. Okay. Right.
Nope.
I don't know if anybody come from Detroit, but I know quarantine. He said that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always
but
fucked up with that little chance of rain.
It might have to come, though, because the rain and is only supposed to be 30% now.
Mm-hmm. And that's between whoever he locked in the race with. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, man.
You know, we ain't nothing but fucking bystanders, so. We're going to see the race, but, you know, that's on them.
Yeah,
Big Eddie. Hey, Mark, if you see a new line, man, call it out.
Hey, Big Eddie.
What's going on?
I was hoping that Chuck don't get off the phone because Tim House came on. You know, he likes to run away. And,
man.
Now, why the fuck would I get off? Why the fuck would I get off the phone? Cause you on there.
Everybody
knows it. Did you have something to say to me or something?
Come on, don't run them off the phone yet.
That's why I'm gonna just try to restrain myself.
Did you have something to say, Tim?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm trying to make sure I don't overstep my boundary. But Lombard said he might be bringing that Mustang. He's trying to do something different, you know. Clyde, all excited about it, might decide to bring the Stang.
Who gives a fuck about a Mustang?
So what are you saying, Tim? We was trying to intimidate you, Chuck. We was trying to intimidate you. That's all.
Okay. Well, y'all got some big guns.
What you mean, big guns?
That's what I thought. Y'all ain't shit, so y'all can't do a fucking thing to me.
Oh. Hold on, Deucey, I'm going to get out your way. We were talking and the rumors got out, so we just going to put the little legitimacy to it. You know, it don't mean that we might bring Mudbone. They both look red Camaros, so it ain't going to make no difference to you. You don't know the difference, though. We might bring Mudbone.
You might be rich and die broke. You might.
I live in Michigan. Mudbone is in Chicago, but the telephone and email and definitely
I'm just,
doggone Cash App and all that, we might decide to bring Mudbone.
I just heard Vaughn and fuck Puerto Rican Pete up.
Uh-oh.
We just seen that video.
Yeah, Yak won that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just seen that video.
Yeah, they should do everything right now because there ain't going to be no motherfucking racing tomorrow.
Don't say that, dog. We hope the shit gonna change so we go to track and get a little money, man. Don't say that.
It's still saying 50%, man. It's saying 50%. I just looked at it. 50%.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but is that all day or is that in the morning or in the afternoon, evening? Hello,
they had the hours in there.
Yeah. But you know you got to call the motherfucking weatherman,
well,
so we can find out what's
Sunday.
Going on.
It's a Sunday.
So we don't know, like
rain,
don't nobody else know.
It's a Saturday rain 50%. It don't give me the hours like today. You know, like you know what I'm saying. It's just saying 50% rain for Saturday, Morocco. And right now,
yeah.
Morocco. It's saying 66 degrees.
That's okay for the locals. Shit.
That doggone.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it stirred up, Eddie. See, that's the kind of talk that that Chuck likes when you start talking at 60-70%. When he know Tim House coming all the way from Michigan, loaded up and ready to come.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, rain.
Yeah,
rain
dance.
Hey, Tim, you got me really wrong about that one.
I'm going on mute.
I don't
want to
see no motherfucking rain at nobody's event. I never pray for the rain god like you motherfuckers in Michigan do.
Oh, shit.
Nah, you know what happened 3 years ago, so don't say a fucking word.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Eddie, I think Chuck doing a lot of looking. I think Chuck doing a lot of looking, man.
He doing the big
what,
damn.
What
the look away.
What kind of looking am I doing, Tim?
You doing
Chuck,
look,
I was
away.
At 41. I was at 41. You were doing a lot of looking, Chuck. I noticed that. You were doing a lot of looking.
Looking at what? Looking at what?
Now, that's disrespectful.
I'm going to looking.
At?
What am I
where's
looking
kid at?
At?
Where's kid at when
you're
I need him?
That
that's totally
killer.
Disrespectful.
Oh, man.
That's totally disrespectful.
What the fuck was I looking at?
Chuck, you were doing a lot of looking, man. I don't know if Eddie knew about it. I didn't say nothing, you know, about it, but I think Chuck was doing a lot of looking, man. I think Chuck was doing a lot of looking.
Yeah. They say you laid
thank
down
God
and looked up under that motherfucker, Chuck. Say it ain't true.
Look under what?
He burnt the paint off my car, Jim.
You
Jim he burnt the paint off my
skirt.
Car.
God damn it, you was all on the ground trying to look up under the big red skirt.
That's normal. That's normal. That dog on Chuck, man. I don't know what got into him. That ain't the Chuck I used to know, man.
Hey man, I ain't got to look under no motherfucker car.
They say, goddamn Chuck, you bust out your motherfucking creeper and rolled up under that motherfucker.
Hey, brother Tim. I said, what's up, man? They say Chuck standing over there looking. I said, what you mean? I don't care, man. Chuck doing a lot of looking, man. Oh,
man. Hey, Deucey.
Yeah.
You seen the video from Ohio. Who the fuck was looking?
Hey, Deucey, I think I better go back over.
Hey, Deucey.
Oh,
that motherfucker looked so hard at my car, he even got the pictures on car.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. He told his shit up watching my shit.
Damn.
God damn.
Now who the fuck was looking now?
God damn.
Hey Chuck, I ain't gonna allow you to sneak at Tim House like that.
That's right.
Damn,
I appreciate that. I appreciate
fuck
that.
Fuck you
and
Tim House.
I don't know what kid at, man. We need some kind of disrespect.
Hey.
Man.
Kid ain't going to tell no motherfucking lie. He going to tell you like it is. Fuck y'all. I don't look under no motherfucking curse.
But you notice, hey, Eddie, you notice it got real quiet, and it jumped to Tim Howes at the 41. But when I said Mudbone might be coming, I ain't heard nothing then. I ain't hear nothing then.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna hear nothing. You ain't gonna hear nothing. You ain't gonna hear nothing.
It's always a fucking mic. It might not flood in New Orleans. It can fuck them up. Okay.
Oh, man.
Soon as we start talking about Mudbone, he got to catch a hold on. I got to get this other call on the other line. You know what I'm talking about, kid. You know what I'm talking about. Mudbone.
Yeah.
Man, don't nobody want to hear about
back,
that shit that don't want to break.
When you come back off the other line, when you get back off the other line, I'll still be here.
That's
all
right.
All right, what else? All right, we ain't going to talk about that shit, Eddie. What else going on?
Did you know they were racing out at 41 tonight?
I just found out, Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. They need some of that shit good. They gonna get it in probably all night. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully they get it on tomorrow. The weather turn out all right. And they, shit.
Yeah, I'm going to have Trump there. I'm going to get Trump. I'm going to have Trump there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How these old disrespectful ass goddamn it Democrats.
That's holding up Trump country right there.
Hey,
I'm
Eddie,
motherfucker.
I noticed one thing. I know Chuck know your number. I know Chuck know your telephone number. And I know that he ain't called you by locking in or nothing, you know, doing a little shakedown or something together. You know, ain't gotta be for much, but I know that he ain't been doing no calling.
Well, Tim, all I gotta say is,
hey Tim,
man, like Chuck,
hey Tim,
okay.
Hey Tim,
well,
Tim,
yeah,
let me
Chuck,
answer
you,
this.
You know,
let me answer this right now. Is Eddie Carr ready?
Chuck, that really ain't for you to know.
Answer the fucking question, Tim. Is Eddie Carr ready?
Eddie can speak for himself, Chuck. I don't want
no,
to
I'm
get
asking
into that
you,
type
since you gonna promote his ass. Is Eddie Carr
semi,
ready?
It's semi-ready. It's semi-ready. It's semi-ready.
Yeah.
It ain't ready. Is your car ready? Hello?
No.
Hello? Is Mudbone 2 ready?
Uh-oh. Hold on now, goddammit.
It might be
right
out there.
Chuck
it might be out there
Chuck
tomorrow.
Chuck beside himself.
No.
It might be
answer
out there
the question. It don't be no mic shit. Is it ready?
Chuck, what we going to say is we haven't seen the number that we ready for yet. We really
want to. Y'all going to be like everybody else and want to test all day, huh?
You saying it's a big mudbone?
That ain't what I said, Chuck. You get my words twisted.
No, I'm telling you what you meant to say. I'm telling you what you meant to say. If you keep chasing that number, you damn sure ain't ready.
Hey,
so why
y'all
the fuck? So why the fuck could I call their name and they ain't ready?
Jawbone.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
No,
who is this?
Hey, it's Big Mark. I'm looking, it says from 7 a.m. to 2 a.m.
We can't hear you.
Can y'all hear me now?
No, I speak a little louder.
7 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah, 20% chance of rain, and then, it said it's supposed to start raining 2 o'clock, and it's a 40% chance all the way to 9
p.m.
It's going to rain all damn day. You ain't got your race booked in for 11 o'clock in the morning and 12 o'clock, your ass dead.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 o'clock to 9 p.m. That's the whole fucking day.
They gonna try to scandalize. They gonna try to scandalize your name, Deucey. They gonna try to scandalize your name.
Labo.
Oh, he just read it. He just read it out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he said it's gonna start at 2 o'clock. It's gonna rain all the way to what? 9 o'clock? 9 p.m. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a 40% chance from 2 to 9.
Let me look this up.
It's gonna go on and off.
Yeah, on and off.
On and off, on and off. And you think 41 gonna keep drying that track up and all that shit?
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh man.
I'ma go any motherfucker way. Cause I ain't got shit to do.
That's right.
I'm gonna vote for president.
I'm going.
Goddamn,
yeah. Let me see what it say. Saturday.
If they're going to be there, I got to go.
Good report.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to rain a little bit, but I'll be there anyway. Fuck it.
60 miles is a lot closer, goddamn, than 600.
Yes, sir. I'll be there anyway. Hell no, I'm bringing the beer, though.
I just about to say, can I hang out with you in your cooler tomorrow?
But I noticed one thing. When they said,
I'm going to bring my beer, and I'm going straight to Maryland when I leave 41.
Mike, he'll be there. But he ain't say nothing about scandal being there. Mudbone might be there.
But I'm going from 41. I'm going straight to Maryland.
Okay.
What you going to do?
Oh, man, not the Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Oh, my.
Yeah, AATM.
Now where you going?
I'm trying to.
Okay, you ain't going
apartment.
Nowhere, so shut the
fuck up.
hey, he do get sympathy. He did say he lived in Detroit, so we feel sorry for you for living in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's all on.
Yeah, I don't know if is Jawbone on here?
Oh, man.
Oh, Jawbone ain't on here?
Man, don't y'all find that. Don't y'all find that, man.
What up? What's that joke about, Eddie? I don't know.
Hey, I was about to say.
I ain't going to say it.
Who's Jawbone, man? Jawbone. His name start with a K?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
With an A.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you say with an A? I said a K. A K.
No.
Okay. No. All right, I got it twisted. My bad.
It's Flop. That's Jawbone. That's his new name.
Oh, God.
Why y'all fucking with Flop?
Because he sucked dick.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'm gonna leave that one alone, then.
Deucey, don't you come on this show, Deucey, and kick off the more shit now.
You know what? You're right. I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry. But yeah, Jawbone. When you
kicked off enough shit last night. No, that wasn't me. That was not me. Jawbone kicked that off. Yeah.
Thank you. Did baby lock in?
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, God damn. I'm going on mute. This show for you, bro.
Can't okay, lock himself in the house, goddamn people.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Eddie, I see which way this show is headed, man.
God damn.
I ain't hit no
good
more, man.
Bully, bully.
Mm. Yeah, baby swimming in the motherfucking goddamn deep part of that motherfucking bottle now.
Oh, man.
He came out the shallow water. He down in the deep part of that motherfucker.
Oh, man, not the deep end.
Hey, Eddie, I got
y'all make that motherfucker hit that. Hold on. If y'all make that motherfucker hit the one button, I'm going to end the show.
Who is that, Eddie? Who is that?
baby.
Oh, you talking about jawbone? You talking about baby or jawbone?
You, especially baby. Flop gonna wait to get your ass on the morning show.
Hey, no, baby,
his vision get together.
Baby
to
was
one.
Clowning last week or something.
Ooh, we.
Y'all
push the button on that one.
Hey, y'all missing an important point tonight, man. With the race we just saw, does that qualify Canelo for a deep fry today, or has that got to wait till next Friday? What's going on with that?
No,
oh, man.
He can get that tonight. He can get that tonight.
Who is Canelo? Who is that, Eddie?
Canelo.
Pizza.
Oh, you talking about, okay, that's Pete car, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Malibu.
Yeah.
The G-Body.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Wait a minute. Hey, I got a question, Eddie. Who was driving Yak car?
Yeah.
Who was driving Yak car? Y'all need to put that motherfucker in the fryer right now for sleeping the fucking light.
He won, tell me the man snapped at the light
the
and still went
him.
Down there and got his man?
Drove around.
I think the boo got the break.
Got
the oh, man, not the Friday. Not the Friday night drive-by.
Chuck Wagon, the boo had the break.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who had the break?
Okay.
So he got
a nice drive-by.
He got the true break in, huh?
Yeah,
right across his ass.
Throw the fuck around him. That's for sure. Yeah.
Also,
that's sad. We gonna see some
more
shit
tomorrow. Mudbone got oil pressure.
Yes, I do.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim,
shut the fuck up
until you got something to lock in. How about that?
Can you talk about Mudbone if you want to, man?
Yeah, thanks.
You can talk about Mudbone if you want to.
You jealous? You done ran into a damn beehive. Y'all low in your ass.
Hey, man, y'all know we got to give a shout-out to the racers tonight for getting to the line.
Oh, yeah. Three Love got beat on the seat last night.
Yeah, they said Tyree goddamn did him wrong.
What, he had the Camaro out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie, is that a friable offense?
Yeah, it's a friable offense right there. As I told Tim, stop talking to Chuck before you run him off, before he gets a chance to cook. And we all going to be talking around.
How the fuck is he going to run me off?
God damn. So violent, brother. Why
just
you so violent?
I'm just trying to protect you, Chuck. I want
you ain't
got
to protect me, Eddie. I can protect my own motherfucker self. First of all,
I don't need a motherfucker that can't do nothing to protect me.
Eddie, I can protect myself.
You know Chuck looking. I said he did the same thing with Mudbone at the track. So, I mean, ain't nothing unusual. He just be looking. That's all.
Yeah,
hey, Chuck,
damn.
Chuck, are you trying to say Tim House need a bodyguard?
Man, I ain't gonna bite my tongue.
I don't know why the fuck Tim think I be watching they slow ass car. I want to watch it faster than mine.
Mudbone.
Anything go down the track?
Mudbone can't even beat that motherfucking track off. What the fuck am I going
to
watch him for?
Damn.
He looked to the right. he see Big Red. He look to the left, he see Mudbone. He look Chuck, he dreaming. All he do is think about them red Camaros, man. And I say, Chuck, come on,
damn,
man. I'm with you, man. I mean, calm down, man. If you need some psychology or some
don't
psychological
nobody give a
help.
Fuck about them cars. You just talking to him. Just tell me when your next available date gonna be when you get your front end.
Yeah, damn.
December 24th.
Well, you, who you order your front clip from, Mr. House?
I was waiting on Junior and nothing happened, so I'm getting ready to probably. I'm gonna get the number.
His car been wrecked. Hold on, Deucey. His car been wrecked for 3 weeks. He ain't called no motherfucker about a front end.
You
can call BFN. You can call Glass Tech. You can call Speed Unlimited. They'll have that shit done in 3 weeks. So he ain't called nobody.
Junior put
If you want your shit fixed, you make some motherfucking calls. You don't depend on no motherfucker.
I know the little chick. I know the little
chick. You got a point,
man.
You'll tell the motherfucker, look, I got the money and I want my shit ASP, and they will get it done. How many motherfuckers you know on tour of a car and they should be out in 10 days?
Yeah.
Hello?
That's a cutlass you got.
Hello.
Now.
So I'm just saying, if you want your car fixed, you will get that shit fixed.
Okay.
And
I hesitated for a minute, Chuck.
You can hesitate all you want. Junior don't give a fuck about your car.
We were trying to see if there was going to be a bite or a hit, on it.
Who gives a fuck about a $1.50 discount, man? Pay that shit and get your car fixed. You can go right there. Dude right there in Georgia got the whole fucking front end of your car. You just don't want it. Fucking around with them.
Who are you talking about in Georgia?
He got that shit all over in there. You get the whole fucking front end for your car.
I don't know who that is. I called Glass Tech. I called all the people told me how long it would take.
Fuck
but
that. It's a guy
that.
Right there in Georgia to bring that shit to the track to you. You know who he is. But if you act like you don't know, I'll send you that shit tomorrow.
I appreciate it because I don't know.
All you got to do is call me and I'll call him. He brings that shit to you.
Call the boss, Tony Bynum. He got it for you. Bring two tracks for you.
Oh, hell no.
Shit, Tony might have two or three of them bitches sitting over there.
Call the boss. Boss got it.
If you waiting on the motherfucking street outlaw to help you, you fucked up.
No, you
man.
We waited. So the man told me. I just got to get the numbers off of it. Because there's a difference. There's a difference, Deucey. There's a standard. There's a 2-inch and there's a 4-inch. That's stretch.
Still 32.
I have to find out which one it is. That's all.
What you do? Tim, you can't wait on a motherfucker that got his head banged on the concrete at Street Outlaws, goddammit, a couple of times. That motherfucker didn't have enough sense to duck, goddammit, when they kept hitting him and shit.
Damn. Not no next junior.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You know, You know what, Eddie, though? It's fucked up, man. These people really be depending on other people to do their shit. And you can find people to get your shit anytime you want. All you got to do is make a phone call. And you say you want it, I had that bitch ready for you. How you think a motherfucking blow up their fucking car and the bitch be out the next fucking day? Come on, man.
Money talk. Money motherfucking talk. Bullshit run the marathon.
I understand you didn't have the cherry, the event, and all that shit, but that little bit of fix ain't going to cost you a lot of money, man. You got to step up your motherfucking game.
Not on the chassis, but I got dirt and rocks all down in the carburetor.
Man. Take a motherfucking shop back and clear that bitch out. Tim, you can stop that bullshit. You got a real good engine builder right by you. You ain't gonna say no names. I know he fuck with your shit.
Leon.
Take that motherfucker and take off and take that bitch over there, and he'll fix your shit in a few days.
Not whole, bro.
Hey, kid, I didn't say that, but so he's playing motherfucking games, man.
Leon.
Oh, man.
You got a real motherfucking good guy that can fix your shit, and you've been there 100 times.
Leon.
You playing motherfucking games, Tim.
Legion.
Now, he's talking about jawbone.
Legion.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, man.
I see Skin at the track, so.
Yeah, I saw you out there.
He might not be on here. Yeah, he might not be on here. So.
Yeah.
Y'all might be safe hauling that bullshit. But I'm staying out the way. The man got furious today.
Leaking.
What up, Nettie? Who got fear?
Y'all ball.
Eddie, what happened, Eddie?
Burn.
What up?
Man. That man went off, man.
Who went off?
Jawbone.
Flock.
Oh, Flock went off on who? Damn, man, just tell me who the fuck went on.
He had locked in. He locked in. Goddamn Chuck.
2-10.
Flophead locked in, and he locked in, goddamn it.
2-10.
He locked in 2-10. And the 2-10 was 2 hairy balls with a 10-inch or better dick.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Well, I'm out of that one then. Okay, I'm gone. I'm thinking some shit happened or something, you know?
Yeah, man.
Something did happen. He told motherfuckers they got to be at the motherfucking goddamn stage lane, goddamn it. Motherfucker, goddamn it. Suck ready, goddamn it. So, goddamn it. he had to be in his bedroom, got them lined up, something.
That motherfucker Deucey stupid as a fuck. Oh, man. Okay. Come on, Eddie, bring something else up. The dude got me laughing like a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Oh,
ain't
shit,
nothing came up on the live yet, y'all.
Oh. That's funny as a fuck.
Ain't nothing that popped up on the line yet.
No, ain't nothing popped up yet. Not on the live, but something else popped up.
Yeah, boom. Stop it. Stop it, Deucey. God damn.
He already made me choke drinking this water and went down the wrong way.
Oh, shit. God damn. He got the race to choose to get his lick back if he ain't on this bitch tonight, guys. Because I ain't going to be on the motherfucking morning show until Tuesday morning.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, sir?
Eddie, can you tell me what the races was locked in for the month? I mean, I'm coming out there anyway. I just want to know who's running.
Shit, I can't remember all them races, man.
Jeremiah,
C-Dub, and Pete's son was supposed to have been running Yak Car. He knocked Pete's son off tonight. I don't know what they're going to do with C-Dub and Jeremiah.
Vaughn was supposed to have three races locked in.
That's the three I just told you. Jeremiah, CW, and Pete's son are supposed to be running Vaughn. They supposed to be running Yak Car with Pete's son. And Vaughn and Jeremiah are supposed to be running grandson or some shit.
Well, that race got off tonight. So what about the other two?
One of them got off. The other two didn't. He locked in three people, Chuck Wagon. He locked in CW too, and he locked in Jeremiah. The Canelo race got off tonight.
Yeah, I've seen that. I just seen that.
Leakin and Grapp was supposed to have been running Quarantine.
But I know that race.
That ain't gonna get off.
Yeah, it's because of what?
Quarantine ain't coming. And I don't know who else.
I know Beers ain't coming either, so. But I'm sure.
No, Beers ain't coming either.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes.
Why couldn't you just tell me what the fuck Money just told me, man?
The money got a better memory than me today. Do it matter who tell you, man, as long as you get the news, man?
No, it really don't matter. But I wanted to know what the fuck.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. I don't know, Chuck, man. I wasn't trying to write all this shit down, man.
Man, y'all listen to this shit all day. I just want to know, man.
Well, sometimes I be listening, sometimes I be sleep.
Come on. Wake your motherfucking ass up, man. It's race weekend, man. We want to know. Okay. I guess I better ask Key everything now. Huh?
You find anybody?
So who you want me to fry? Because you bogus motherfuckers tried to fry me last week.
Man, speaking on that, what preacher boy, man? Speaking on that, what preacher boy, all them niggas wanted to fry Chuck last week?
Hey, Money, you was part of that shit last week, too, wasn't you? Laugh now, motherfucker, I'm back.
Every motherfucker body on this motherfucker phone can kill you. Every motherfucker truck got hot. Everybody on this motherfucker phone can kill you.
Yeah.
But money, yeah. Money, we only presented the facts. We only presented the facts.
Hey, motherfucker, you wouldn't know a fact if it slapped you in your motherfucking back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, motherfucker, man. Hey, all you motherfuckers on that phone laughing, just know that everybody on this motherfucking phone can get it.
But you know what? It's all good though, money. It's good. There ain't nothing but fun. I ain't mad.
Hey, money. Can you hurry up, money? I'm getting ready to go to sleep, money. Can you hurry up? You gonna meet me or not? I gotta go to sleep. What are you doing out on the boat, man? I'm just asking questions.
Oh,
hey, man.
Hey, Tim, you know what, though? I just don't have time to sit on the fucking phone all day. So, but it's cool. I ain't mad. It ain't mad. I don't even care what y'all said. It don't matter to me.
Hey, man. Hey, Chuck. We love you.
Hey.
We love you, Chuck. We love you.
It don't matter. I just want to see what's going on tomorrow.
But that's a good thing, Chuck, man. I like that. Because if it was me, I would have been pissed.
Why would you be pissed?
I mean, man.
No.
If there's a vicious attack, man, that's all I can say.
Man, that shit don't mean shit to me.
Hey, I am for the vote.
I know exactly what the fuck I'm doing. Just because I ain't got to tell y'all word for word what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Didn't I try to keep Chuck out the grease and they beat me into submission?
It don't matter, Eddie. It's okay. But I ain't never seen no motherfucker try to put me in the grease and won't run me.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, motherfucker,
please,
he didn't put him in
the
grease.
He was going to
boycott
the show.
And they did a miss. They said he was going to boycott the show. I still got not from my head. You know what? It's all good. All they got to do is step up to the fucking plate.
Double.
So, but it's all good. It's all good. They can have their little fun.
Yeah, they had a ball. I want to hear the truth, Chuck, about even though you didn't like that race, you came back the next day and tried to get it on. They want to hear that.
Well, it wasn't. If
they give you no, they
you know
give
what,
no
Eddie,
for that, man.
Hey, Eddie, I ain't
what?
Got to explain myself. Whether I tell the motherfucker this or that, it don't matter. I was ready, and I was willing to do what the fuck I said. Whether they believe it or not, it really don't make a fucking difference to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't care about no sideline-ass motherfuckers. All I care about is racing, get your fucking money together, and let's go. That's the way it should be.
You can't disrespect us like that, Chuck. We pro spectators. We are pro spectators.
Yeah, but y'all pro spectating on the phone. And every motherfucker on this phone, the majority of y'all got a fucking car, but don't really do shit with it. So that's y'all fault. But
yeah,
I think
y'all fault.
I cannot judge. You do what you do. I'm just telling you what I'm gonna do. So, you know, that's on y'all. It'd be the same way tomorrow. So we'll see.
The Freelo got me in the truck, man.
Okay. So he had to try it. What the fuck you want me to do? I'm at home sitting in my fucking basement.
You give him the same rate. You give him the rate.
What happened Sunday? What happened Saturday morning, Eddie?
I don't know, man. We talk about tomorrow morning.
I'm not.
It's about the rain.
I'll be out there tomorrow, Eddie. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. I want to go outside. In the
and see,
rain.
I'm not going to lock in a race when it's a percentage of rain because everybody's looking for a fucking excuse.
It may sound crazy, but I want to go outside.
Now, you know you can't sing, so I don't know why they pumping your fucking head up.
Damn. Who did that?
He's doing it to his damn self. He thinks
Rob.
He can sing.
Be cool before I call Rob on this motherfucker. Be cool. Be cool, man.
What the fuck I care about you calling Rob?
That's my boy.
You can Rob still on. Be your boy.
He ain't gonna allow you to talk to me any kind of way, man. You got to put respect on my motherfucking name.
You really don't want me to answer that, Eddie.
I just want you to cook, man. We only got, what, two people to cook, and that's Three Lug and Pete. I don't know.
Man, you got
somebody
to tell me what the fucking rate was. I seen the one with Pete and Yak. I don't know what happened on Three Lug race.
Well, from what I heard, Three Lug jumped the man out there on the street last night, and the man walked, dog walked and went around
him. Oh, okay.
But that red Camaro, little tiny.
Okay. You got that part, I got the other part. How about that? Because I can see that video.
Yeah, well, it's all good.
Yeah. You know, if I fry a motherfucker, what you told me is all he say. I mean, he'll say. So you got to give me some facts. I see the video of Pete and Yacht. But who told you that?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Damn.
Huh?
Somebody just said they saw the video. Was that you, Big Ma?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I can't remember who that was. Say they saw the video.
You gonna fry a motherfucker off, he'll say. You got to say who told you.
I can't remember. You know, man, my memory bank ain't too good these days.
Your memory is dead.
Yeah, you can say that. Okay, well, we just fry Pete, that's all. His son or whoever. Canelo.
Canelo live now at the track. You hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's safer there than coming on here. He's safer there than coming on here. All that shit he was doing, talking about you, he don't want to come on here now. But I was surprised at that, Chuck. Because normally, goddamn, he's swinging on your neck.
Yeah, I don't need no motherfucker to swing on my nuts. I swing my own stuff.
Man, you be trying to talk, you be jumping on me, you and shitting on me like, damn. What's up?
That shit don't mean nothing. You want to get on my motherfucking good side, race me, and shake my hand after the race.
Man, like me last week, goddammit, he was goddammit throwing buckets and shit at me, goddammit, to put you in the grease, man.
So you a bigger sucker than him.
Hey man, when you got 30 police whooping on your ass, I don't think you're gonna be able to stay there too much longer.
You failed to press yourself. So I never fail to press you.
Hey man. Everybody know I put up a good fight, and you don't appreciate that, man.
It couldn't have been a good fight if you lost. Caved in on the ass.
Take one of them all, Chuck. I had no back.
Can't win
man.
None of them if you ain't in the fight.
I was in the fight for a while. I couldn't win. 2 minutes.
Man, fuck what they talking about.
Money will tell you about that, man. Money will tell you about that.
Man, I don't need money to tell me about it because money want to laugh and joke all day. So I really don't listen to money because I know what he going to do. He going to make a whole lot of jokes about anything. And they be funny as hell. I ain't going to lie. But it's cool.
Oh, man.
You bet with that?
5187. Who we got?
You know who it is. Who all
ran
out there, Big Eddie?
It's
Puerto Rican
Pete and that. Yep, that's it so far. Yak got away. They say mom was supposed to be driving. I got a text saying the mom was supposed to be driving.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry O.
Yo, yo.
I fought hard for
what
Chuck last week, man. I fought Chuck hard for Chuck last week, and he don't appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I saw you ain't want to fry his punk ass. You should have fried him.
Hey, Scario. Scario.
Fucking scary ass. Scario. Yeah.
Well, what up, Scario?
Not your bluffing ass. You gonna talk all that shit like, yeah, lock it on 5,000.
Hey, you chump motherfucker, I didn't bluff you and I wasn't bluffing them.
That's okay. Yes, you would. Because if they told you to meet up and down, you on Gilligan's Island and sit on the yacht, motherfucker.
Hey.
So you would just try to lock
Gilligan's Island, I'm on the sand dunes and all that.
Yeah,
I make a motherfucker do what I want to do, not what
you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. The motherfucker tried to lock your fuck ass in and you just talk shit, motherfucker, and got your whole car full. Hey,
that night
you was a bluffing motherfucker.
No, sir.
You made every
just
because
I don't stay in the
motherfucking
house don't mean everybody else
you
got
it. You had said that you was in bed. You was getting ready to go to sleep.
No, no, I said I was.
Hey. No, you did.
When I
you
say I'm going to
man,
bed, I'm getting off the fucking phone, you dummy ass.
Oh, man, please. Man,
you going to have your car to track tomorrow?
Yeah, you going to give me the two of the bus? I call Skid and lock your bitch ass in.
No, sir. All
right, then.
No,
check your bitch ass
I'm just
up.
Asking what you going to bring
car.
Your car.
You got I want you to bring yours. Are you going to bring yours?
No, sir.
Ah, trick ass. You a trick, man. You ain't to say, hey, man, hey, Chicago Most Wanted then fell off the map like a motherfucker. Chicago's no more wanted, motherfucker. Hell, y'all ain't
yeah,
doing
I
shit.
Hate you.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere else, Terrio.
Oh, man. Why would you go somewhere else than from home than support home? You trip, motherfucker. You could get racist.
No. I will be there tomorrow. But we going somewhere else as soon as we leave the race tomorrow.
Yeah. Damn, I got a call coming. I'm going to call you. Put me back on when I come back on, Eddie.
All right, man. Man, I don't even know if I should fuck with the team at all for just about one person, man.
Wait till next weekend. You gonna have some more for the weekend?
Yeah.
You only fire people the week after, so I mean, you know. But y'all try to do some shit, your punk ass let that little broke leg motherfucker try to put me in.
Damn. Hey, you know them pirates can be rough sometimes, Chuck. It's kinda hard. Motherfucking bike
man.
Pirate made me walk the
hey,
plank,
Eddie,
man. He made me walk
if
the
you
plank.
Can't stand for the shit you believe, then you just as bad as the rest of the motherfuckers.
Damn, man, getting on me. I tried to fight for him. What kind of... Boy, he
can't
ain't great
fight
for
me, Eddie.
Ain't just some man. I did fight
for
you all
me.
Last weekend, man.
Because you can't stick to your own motherfucking rules. You cave in. Oh, they got Zay up right now.
Oh, yeah, who got him on?
A preacher boy got it live.
Yeah, well, a preacher boy ain't jumping up. I ain't got a preacher boy jumping up today.
Yeah, that's right.
I know, but it's usually when he go live, it pop up.
Man, I don't know how your cheap ass phones work.
Hey, watch yourself now, man. Give it all right,
man. I'm gone, Eddie.
You want to talk about my phone, man?
I'm gonna talk all right, about
man,
all
you gonna probably
shit.
All get off this motherfucker.
Your shit raggedy, man. Get your shit together.
You'll be getting a phone call from me real soon, partner.
It don't matter, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow, man. I'm gonna do something else for real quick.
All right, Chuck. See you later. Crack.
All right. I'll see y'all at the track tomorrow. All
right, Chuck.
All right.
I hate a goddamn unappreciative ass motherfucking duck. Oh, we got some background noise. Who the hell is that with the background noise? Sound like they're driving.
Guess everybody had to track tonight, huh, Eddie?
Yeah, man, no need to hold on to this shit tonight, man. Everybody at the track. We ain't gonna get too much conversation tonight.
I don't think Baby went to the track. I don't think he left because he can't lock his door. Oh, man. What up, money?
What?
baby said he can't make it. He can't lock his damn door.
Yes, indeed. So I guess that's, they only got that one race off out there at 4-1, huh?
Yeah, so far.
Oh, well. It is what it is, I guess.
Damn,
did you say you were in that town?
Yeah.
What's the weather like down there?
Oh, shit. It was nice today. Well, it got a little cooler, but they're talking about a little rain that way tomorrow.
Hey, you get to see any of them copos run today?
Yeah. Shit, the Hemi shootout too. That was the thing.
How fast are them challenges going?
Shit, not the. I'm talking about the older model, the Hemi shootout, the 68 Dodge and 69 Barracudas and shit.
Oh man.
Yeah, man.
Hello?
We hear you.
Damn, I'm all man.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, Big Mark. That old Hemi shootout, goddamn it, in Pro Stock and Pro Mod.
Yeah, I bet that was fun to watch, man. Seeing all that old cool stuff.
Goddamn big Hemi Dodgers, goddamn, down in them 840 range, 845s, 840, 830. A couple of them went to 838s.
They didn't have none of them old Soft and Martin cars out there, did they?
No, huh?
I've seen a thing on them, man. They had about 20 cars between them, not the ones they sold, their own personal cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that on TV. I hope they show that. I want to see them Camaros get out.
Yeah, they probably all show that.
That's what the post-stock class need to be, man. They need to take all that shit they got now and turn that shit to pro mod and go back to it, all them factory cars like in the old days, all steel.
Yeah, well, shit. Like I said, as far as post-stock, all shit, all you got is Camaros.
Mm-hmm.
You got about 3 Mustangs, and that's it. Everybody else got Camaros.
Oh, man.
And they look like short versions of funny cars. They don't even look like the real thing no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it would be more exciting. I know they can get my money if they started running them cars, run them super stock, pro, or make a special class. I mean, they got a class.
But the factory stock. Shit, that's more of a, more interesting to watch, goddamn it, than pro stock.
Yeah, I agree.
You got a variety of your Copos, you got your Coyote Mustangs, you got your Dodge, Hellcats and shit.
Hellcat.
Yeah.
And your Challenge.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was on the street the other day, man. I was proud to see, man. It was this old black guy, man. He had to be in his late 60s. That guy pulled up next to me, man. He was driving a damn Demon. He had the real deal. I looked, and he had his window rolled down. I was asking him, have he had it to the track yet? He said he did. He said it ran 989. So I'm looking at this old guy behind the wheel. I said, man, I can't believe Pops went that damn fast.
A demon?
A demon, yeah.
Well, shit. As far as I know, the motor goddamn it, and the demon goddamn it went no more than about 340 from the factory.
Oh, I'm talking about the new demon.
Oh, okay.
He had that new one. He had that stuck a run nines off the showroom floor. He was driving one of them.
Oh, okay.
The red eye.
Pops tore away from there too, man. I was impressed.
There's two things happen with that big Mark.
Uh-huh.
He been played with, or he lying to you? The only two things happen. He been played with severely. Or he lying to you?
That's right. I was just
and neither one of them cars won the nines off the showroom floor. It was
you took the word. You took the word right out. You took the word right out of my mouth.
Yeah, not that it can't. We're playing with it can, but they haven't on the showroom floor and did it.
No, not no Dodge.
Oh, the Buick can do that. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
My bad, man. Too much information. Too much information. Too much information.
You must have let that slip.
Yeah, too much information. We can't tell that. Too much information, kid. Too much information, yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, though.
I had to put Chuck out the phone. I had to put Chuck out, sir.
I was just happy to see a black guy was driving on one of them cars, man. It felt good to see a brother with one of them cars.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong, though. They quick. They plenty quick. They're good in the low 10s.
They'll probably run some 10-20s or 10-30s. As far as dipping off in them 9s from the showroom floor. It's kind of hard to believe. Right.
If he's been playing with, you know, they don't tell him. But off the showroom, he just hadn't done it.
Because, see, Mark, the Hellcats with the superchargers on them, the factory stock ones, shit, they don't want no more than about the 880s, and they supercharged and shit.
Right, they supercharged.
Yeah, I seen a thing on for Hennessy Performance. They say they put Kenny Bell superchargers on them them demons and Hellcats. They said they getting 1,300 horsepower with the Kenny Bell superchargers. Oh.
Look at Kenny Bell. That's big equipment. Man.
That's aftermarket.
Yeah, all that big equipment going on in guys. You know,
oh, man, not the Kenny Bell.
Yeah, that's Jim Bell. Jim Bell doing that. I talk to him. I help him design that stuff, you know.
That's
a big hand in design. I'm telling you, way too much. Yeah, I thought my phone was on me. You know how I keep jumping off me.
I'm on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me know if you hear me. See if I can check my phone. Let me know if you can hear me. Shit, hold it by sticking that other thing. He'll be out the chance to shop in a minute. Boy, when Hogan turned him loose, it's going to be some hell to pay.
Oh, man.
It's going to be some hell to pay soon. Real soon. Your back half is coming around. The return of the Jedi is back.
Brother D, me and you coming out next year, Brother D. That's going to be next year.
It'll be next year, man. Too close to the end. Yeah,
y'all, man.
It'll just be tested.
Y'all ain't got number another month up there. It's gonna start snowing, so racing be over for down there.
Hey, man.
Oh man,
we gonna do good. We make it another month, and we just want to change it. Skin, man.
Yeah.
What is it gonna do for minute right there?
Yeah, this weather can get crazy up here after Labor Day, man. It can go any kind of way.
Anything is possible. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Hey, man, man. In 67, yeah. I was a kid in school. He came on the loudspeaker and told him to send us home. And we, you know, we like, what are we going home for? They said a snow blizzard was coming. Look outside, the sun was shining. You know, we said to ourselves, right? Teach you crazy. But of course, we're going home. We're going to get you to go home and play. Man, I'm hop skipping all the way home. I was living on Homer and Jackson, right across from a famous liquor store called Fifth City. Man, man,
mm-hmm.
My school was two blocks away. My school was Lee Erickson, which was right behind Marshall, kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. When I got to the corner of Homer and about maybe 100 feet, seen like now, not forever then, from Jackson, on Jackson off of Homer, I seen a few snow flurries. It's sun. Mind you, the sun shining now. I seen a few snow flurries. I'm like, what in the world? This can't be possible. There's no way for this to be possible. Man, man, by the time I made it in the house, and back then you had to get out the school clothes. You know, you didn't tear them up. By the time I made it in the house and get out my clothes and looked out the front room window, man, man, it's free. Had a little dust on them, a little haze on them, just enough to dust them. An hour later, it had about 3 inches on the ground. And then it started coming like every 4 or 5 minutes. It was 1 or 2 on the ground. It put 29 inches of snow on the ground. We were living in a what do you call it, an English basement. They had to dig us out the basement.
Yep, couldn't get out of the English basement.
We couldn't get out of there. Yeah. Couldn't get out.
If you had to go down anywhere in the city of Chicago, down into a basement, you had to dig yourself
trouble.
Out.
Hey, man, man. Kid, tell
you,
if snow plows be flying down the street, and just all of a sudden you hear something go, bam, into a car.
Yep.
A car stuck in another street. But
what?
The whole catch I want
man.
You to get. Is that the sun was shining, man, man.
Yeah.
Like, where'd that come from?
Man, man, it was so much snow in Chicago. Shit, we were jumping off garage roofs down into the alleys and shit.
Where am I getting hurt? Slide up, jump off the garage, onto the snowbank and slide on down.
Yep.
Man.
Sure was. But the catch to it all, man, man, there isn't nothing about no snow the day before that.
Mm-mm.
Is there nothing about the newsman that said anything about the snow the day before that?
Mm-mm.
Nothing. To this very day, you got people still wondering, where did it come from? Like, it just came out of nowhere.
Mm-mm.
29 inches on the ground.
I can't remember 67. I was only 2.
Yep.
What did 9 inches of snow feel, man, man? Now, just think that 2 feet is only 24 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And you got no
damn
3 feet. Yes, sir. But 29 inches of snow on the ground, man.
Yep.
Like he had said, that was almost 3 feet because it really depends on where you measure that. You measured the same place, you could have got more than 2 feet. Where you measured from?
Like I said, we was jumping off a garage into the snow.
Oh, it was bad.
School
was
closed up for damn about a week.
Yeah, shit was closed down. Shit was actually closed down, man. Very few places was open.
Yep. I think I got a few pictures, man, man. I'm going to see if I can find them. I know I got some somewhere. When I find them, I'm going to send them to you.
Okay, kid, I want you to know one thing, kid.
What's that?
Tony Bond 2-0 tonight.
Oh, he don't want nothing. I know he fucked up Bin Laden or something.
Yeah, then he turned around and fucked another one up.
Oh, yeah? Shit.
He's going to turn up.
Boss said, goddamn, he's trying to get that.
Dog got a 500 bounty on his head over there. Anybody can whoop it tonight, get 500 extra dollars.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, man.
Dog,
he's
I can't
up.
Stand.
Man, man.
Yeah.
You hear me, Seth? The boss man couldn't carry Jack drag jock strap, right? If drag hadn't been stealing, the boss man showed up around here when we were street racing. Before he stopped doing what he was doing, having that super money. If drag had to put two picks in between his eyes, he outraced him. If boss went to two track, drag went to four. If boss went to two track, drag went to five. I'm telling you what God love, man. That's the truth. If Drag had a herd, what did I say he had in baseball? I saw him set King Griffey down. He was in the running for the batting title. They set him down. As soon as they heard, I'm trying to think, pick up number 9124. I'm trying to think of the guy's name that was in the batting run with him. So it was King Griffey and Billy Williams. The Cubs set Billy Williams down. As soon as the Cubs heard that King Griffey got a hit, they rushed Billy Williams into the game. IDL 737. No other. Yep. All right. Well, they rushed him in the game, man. I say that to say this. If Drag had a herd and Tony Bass had won two races tonight, Drag would have won three if he had to run me and Brad with his own teammates. He never would have got away like that. Like he raised up his head and he going to turn it up. His show would have got turned up. He just showed him what turning up means. He'd have been in Mississippi every day of the week looking for him in the daytime with a flashlight.
Yeah, boy.
It'd been
I see Scrap make a pass over that way too. I think Leaky make a pass in Scrap car.
Yeah, they said Leaky made a pass. How you look? I didn't see it.
Looked pretty good. I'd have fucked him over my 283 back in the day, though, but he looked pretty good, though. But I took my 283 and fucked him up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but that's just between me, you, and Kid.
Lord, how much?
Now I see why he can't get no grudge race, though.
Well,
he's shaking down too much. He can't be shaking down like that.
Look at Legan.
Yeah, he got to pull two spark plugs off and then shake down. Then they'll get him.
Oh, man. Not to Tony Bynes.
Well, hey, kid, I got to stop you right there. So my buddy Big Jewel was doing it before we know what a Tony Bynes was.
I did that, man. I had a 1970 Deuce and 78. I was doing that with my Deuce. Look at that deer.
Take one of the wires off, running down there. They get out there.
Oh, man.
I was doing that in 78.
Not Big Powell.
Yeah, take one of the wires off of there and run it down there. They get out there.
I had a 69 Cutlass and a 70 Deuce, man, I was doing that with. And you go to the fence and uncross them and come on back, you pop the hood. And you're looking all over the car, you're trying to figure out what's wrong with it. You're checking your fire out. You're like, I know it's wired, right? You get somebody else to check the fire out for you. You know it's wired because you went down and unplugged the wires, uncrossed the wires. Man, I'm going to run it again. If it break, it break. I just got to try. I came out of race. So I'm going to try somebody. Try all of that. Knowing the car ain't going to pop now because you done crossed the wires.
Those are all tricks.
Oh, man. Yeah, old as I am. Tell you, we did all that.
He told Lindell, he say, if you go like he's finna go around, you cut the windshield wiper on. That'd be the match he's finna come on.
We used to take spark plugs and put it in your in your header, man, to see the flame. All them are old ancient history. Yeah. Ancient history tricks, man.
Yes, sir.
Racing was much better than you.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as showing up not getting a race. If you didn't get a race, back when we were street racing, you didn't get a race only because you didn't want to race.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't going to get, I bet it, you had 100, 500, 50, 5,000. You're going to find somebody to run you.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. These jokers now, I tell them all the time, they're looking for to step out the race instead of stepping in the race.
Yeah, them boys want some rain dance on the bait. They were rain dancing left and right today, boy.
Oh, man.
They were rain dancing.
You get that city rain dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
I know one thing, that man didn't cancel his race, and it don't look like nothing but a 20% tomorrow, so they got to get their ass on over there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
One said 40%, one said 20%.
What yeah, I said it said
40%. Yeah. One thing about the weather, you know it can change in a drop of a hat. That's for sure.
Yeah. He said it's going to happen.
Hat, it can change.
He says it's been happening since the rain today. He said he ain't got nothing.
It's probably been 80% today. The thing said 80% for what he said.
Yeah.
With the dude on the thing,
yeah.
Race car Vaughn.
Yep, that was Vaughn.
They haven't got any rain at all.
They ain't got none at all. When I see them over there, they were racing.
They got his head fit, yeah.
They have motorcycles and everything going down the track. Okay, yep. Already a possible light rain.
Back,
listen to what it say, Brother D. Possible light rain tomorrow. Light. Mm-hmm. At 20%.
That's what I mean. A spit. Yeah, a spit. Here, a spit there. That's it.
They can
stop doing the rain dance. Like.
Yeah, they need to be headed on this way, the way the weather says.
Yeah, my app say 20% chance from 7 in the morning in the afternoon, and from 2 it's supposed to be a 40% chance with some slight rain all the way up to like 7 o'clock. Then after 7, it's going back 20%.
Okay, I think Leah got strap booked to run at 2 o'clock, right? I think it's
where it
right
will.
Okay, so if it says at 2 o'clock, there's a chance rain. Why not move the race up to 1:30 or 1 o'clock?
They don't want to come off the trailer. They don't want them problems for real.
But you know all that, just think of it before you lock the race in. You lock the race in to run that.
Well, they were planning on coming up here today. They said and shake down.
Yeah,
the
I heard that.
Why
it didn't? Yeah, why it didn't come?
Right.
They can't blame nobody but themselves for that.
That's the rain dance, man. That's the rain dance.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. They can't blame nobody but themselves for that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know there's a bigger percentage of rain tomorrow. At the time you're supposed to run, if I really wanted to run, I'd just move it. I never faked no lock in. Every race I locked it, I wanted to run it. I don't know. I wouldn't care if he had two big blocks in him. If I locked that stuff in, I want to run it. It wasn't about no faking with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was like you said a little while ago. They ain't trying to race like they was back in the day.
No, they're not, kid. They really not. Well, back in the, I tell you something else, kid. You know this to be true. You was there back in the day. Well, if you were really trying to race, anybody could speak for your car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just no, as you call it, a camp. It wasn't like that. Trying to race will help get you one then. Hey, Joe Blow, kid over here. So he looking for some action.
Yep.
I knew a fool come down a ramp on an expressway and won't speed up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Brother D.
It's so stupid.
I'm looking at it right now, brother.
What, man?
I'm looking at it right now. I'm not canceling my race for them little rain. It ain't even got one-tenth of an inch. When it get good, it ain't even got one-tenth of an inch falling.
Mm-hmm.
Total value 0.05 inches. That ain't even a half an inch of rain, man. A half a tenth of an inch. That ain't enough rain to wet my weed plants.
That go bad, man.
Dry rap.
Man, that wasn't even wet his weed plant there.
Only thing to say to them, Brother D, if they don't come, if the rain come in at 2 o'clock, if the rain ain't here at 2 o'clock, you owe me some punk out money.
Brother, yeah. If they really want to run, and you've been told it's going to rain at 2, it's supposed to start raining, why not just move the race up to 1 or 1:30 and let's get busy? Well, I see it. That's what I would do for me.
That's too much like trying to race.
That's it, kid, right there.
Hey, man, y'all just missed the live, right, man. Leon just broke.
Oh, no.
What'd he break?
Yeah. It looked like he was racing Yak. And he broke off the line. Hold on, it's Stokey.
And Hellboy got the video to it, just ended. I'll see it in a second.
If they watch it, I can tell you this. If they watch the live feed, they see you just broke. They'll be here tomorrow for sure.
Yeah. Leon just broke.
What'd he break?
If black never watch the live feed.
I know what part. You don't know what he broke.
I don't know what he broke. I don't know what he broke. I'm gonna go ahead on and stall him out. You know I was fucking with him at the beginning of the week. I'm gonna stall him out. I'm gonna cut him a break.
Money, don't nobody care about you.
You know, at the beginning of the week, I was talking shit to him. I told him he was bad luck in a race car. He'll tell everybody else shit, but he won't even let a bird shit on that Camaro. I'm gonna cut him a break. I'm gonna leave him alone.
Oh, man.
Oh, God damn.
I'm gonna cut him a break.
I'm gonna cut him a break tonight. The wound is fresh. The wound is fresh. I ain't gonna mess with him.
I hope y'all heard Money just say it. Money said I'm gonna cut him a break tonight.
I'm gonna cut him a break tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut him a break tonight. What time is it? 10 o'clock?
I,
He got two hours.
Hey, buddy, I might talk a lot, but I listen well. I promise you I do. George, I listen well.
I'm going to cut him a break tonight.
I heard what you said the first time. You know, I'm going to cut him a break tonight. Tonight is over. It's 12 or 1.
Yeah. What time is it? It's 10:06. He got an hour and 54 minutes.
54 minutes.
Oh, man.
Hey, they got 6 people shot on 65th and Ingleside.
Ingleside. 65th and Ingleside. My son live over there. The crime chase over there right now. These folks is crazy. All this bullshit they doing.
Scrap lost the yacht, goddamn. Scrap lost the car, though.
They say he broke, so he didn't break nothing leaky. I mean,
the car had a backfire. Like it caught on fire or something.
Okay. Hey, well, Slap, I got a dude on the name Money, so he broke on the line. Slap him in the mouth when you see him.
No, he ain't break on line. It had a backfire.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, got a dumb dude named Money.
When you see him, Lee, hit his ass with a chicken leg across his fucking head.
You know he don't know no better.
Hey, man, I'm watching this live just like you. I didn't see no fire. I seen him left, hunched.
You can see the fire right in front of the bed, Money.
I couldn't see it. The view that I had, it was from the back. I couldn't see it, Lee.
But Money, I got the video right now.
Stop hearing false ass information.
Hey, motherfucker, he broke something. If it didn't go down, make a pass, do something. Falsify your ass.
Oh, no.
Hey, Money, you talking like that to me?
Yes.
Lee say he's pretty falsified.
You on my line.
Hey, Brother D, they say her baby was laying in his bed. People out there were shooting and hit the baby, man.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I just talked to my son. He's hit home in the bed. I told him to stay there.
Yeah, it was some people out there shooting, and they hit the baby. The bullet went through the window and hit the baby, man.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Baby was laying in his own bed.
Damn, you ain't even safe in the bed.
On 65th and Inglewood.
Ingleside.
Here come the weed, man. Y'all want to hear me talk bad to this motherfucker?
Man, on 73rd and Damon, off the corner there. They said the man was sitting in his dining room table eating. And the outside shooting, about a bullet coming through one and hit him in the head and killed him. The man was sitting in his own table having his dinner. She was on they don't throw very few. They just have someone hands. All they throw is finger now. They throw one finger. They don't know what throwing hands look like. Yeah, it's crazy.
And maybe you got shot like that.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
When I was coming up, you got dealt. You was gonna get called out.
But they need to start killing these motherfuckers. When they do this shit like that, they need to start going killing them. That's what they need to start doing with them.
I've been there, said that, Lee. They should bring back the motherfucking electric chair. No, kid.
Shoot them motherfuckers down like they shoot somebody else down.
They ain't got to do it.
Let me be behind it. Hey, kid, let me be behind the switch. That's all they got to do.
When that sergeant cuffed his son, he made that cop behind the trigger one time. I guarantee you they're going to do it no more. You come back here.
Yep.
And cuff Tim. Did you see that kid?
No.
Did you see that?
No.
That white cop, he had cuffed that little boy, that young boy for nothing, black boy. His daddy showed up. must have been a lieutenant or something because he was dressed in plain clothes. He told his son, he took the cuffs off of himself. And then he told the sergeant, I ain't through with you. Come here. Turn around. First he made him apologize to his son. Then he took the cuffs on the sergeant. The sergeant going to say, that's our call, son.
Yeah, I saw that. He made him apologize, then he handcuffed his ass.
Handcuffed him.
Yep.
This is really not cause for.
Man, they said
well,
no.
Then you got to do
500 people that got shot in Chicago this year. 500. This was Wednesday.
That ain't nothing new. Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Hey, Big Mar.
It's crazy.
Big Mar. In 95, I believe. 94.
All right.
95.
Okay.
I was in Jackson, Mississippi. And the guy told me, we was checking in the hotel room. He said, my God, there's not going to be anyone left here. I said, if anything going back to 6:30.
Man, please. They ain't got to do nothing but start killing you, motherfuckers, when they commit a crime like that.
No
yeah.
Myself, right?
You
going
to
attack
them all? They ain't got to be scared. Huh?
You going to attack them all?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man,
if they don't want to pull the trigger, let me pull that motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm coming out.
I'm telling you, man, this shit is just stupid. Just stupid.
No, I got to leave.
Shit on these
goddamn
books.
Shoot
the shit out of one of them
so shit
stinks.
Yep.
I wouldn't even waste no time.
I believe they doing this shit for a game, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They think it's a game.
I wouldn't even waste no time with these riding motherfuckers. I'll go
on
here and get them on
that. You all know something. That's what they still do in foreign countries. You know that you don't have this type of killing in foreign countries.
Nope.
They
got firing squads.
Like this, the only time you hear this type of killing in foreign countries is when the militia's doing it.
Right.
Other than that, you don't hear it. You don't hear no.
They got firing squads.
Man, they put you in the middle of the street and gun you down. And another thing they don't do, they don't waste time. See, like the United States will bring back the death penalty, but even if they bring it back, we have what they call due process of law. And you're going to be able to go through the due process of law. Well, you'll
be there 50 years before they kill you.
Exactly.
You'll live your life.
You can go to court right now and tell the judge. You can say, you want to, I killed him. I did it. I'm guilty as hell. You tell them you're guilty. They still got to carry you through due process of law before they sentence you.
They think it's a game, Lee.
They think it's a game.
What you know? It's
what
they call business.
That's what they keep doing.
Fuck around and shot my son or daughter.
It's a game. It's a game, kid, because they keep
they couldn't hold him in jail.
Yeah, well, they keep getting away with it.
They just had on the news today where this guy just got sentenced for 20-something years today for something he did 5.5 years ago. Just now getting sentenced.
Man. That's a slap on the wrist, man.
You know what they do? You go to jail, right? Then you go to jail for murder. And you get sentenced to death penalty. Right before it's time for you to go to be put to sleep, all you got to do is kill somebody. You just bought yourself another 2-3 years. Because they're going to take you right back to the process all over again.
Yeah,
That was a guy in jail. He said he wasn't going to never get put to sleep. And that's why he's going
to go to court. You got to go to court all over again.
He said, every time it's time for him to go to court, he's going to kill somebody. And he killed 4 or 5 people in jail, man. They had to eventually put him in a cell by himself. He could not come out his cell. He had the 30-minute, 1-hour out, he was by himself. That's the only way they stopped him from killing and put him to sleep. Oh, okay. Every time it comes his turn, he just kill somebody.
He don't need number to
but
get.
But in a foreign country,
caliber.
You don't have that problem. Man, you don't have that problem in foreign countries, cause you kill a joker in the foreign country. It's like not only just kill though, it ain't just killing. They catch you stealing, they just chop your head off. They don't worry about that.
Hey, listen. You know how your daddy used to
rape somebody?
You know how your daddy used to whoop your ass and talk to you while he whooping you?
At the same time?
That's all you got to do is start shooting them motherfuckers and just slowly kill them. Talk to them while you shoot them.
Hey, man, if you rape somebody in a foreign country, they castrate you. You won't do that no more. See, our laws are too weak.
And in Jamaica, you know how Madman be cracking jokes talking about fucking Rob and all that shit? In Jamaica, if they think you a fag, they beat you where they catch you and kill you.
If you caught walking
with another man and it ain't your son,
and
they
that's
kill
a lie.
You and him.
And that's a lie. I was in jail with them faggot ass Jamaican.
Foreign countries don't play that, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying in Jamaica, they'll kill your ass.
Hey, Martin, let me tell you something. In Mexico. In Mexico. If your family can't take care of you, you know what happened to you?
They'll
roll you on the back and put you on the back of the jail and bury you. Don't wait until you have 3 hots in a cot. This is why you hear me say all the time. As bad as the United States is, it is still the best country in the world. Even with Trump being at the head, it's still the best country in the world.
Yep.
Don't know where else any kind of treatment you get here. Why you think people be, man, they taking chance to get ate by alligators, snakes, shot, all that to cross them borders to get in this country at whatever means necessary. They want to do whatever they can do to get to the United States.
Man, what's all that noise?
Might be me. What kind of noise was it?
It sounded like a TV or something. I don't know.
Did it sound like somebody's head hitting the ground?
No, not quite.
I lost the truck down in Brownville, Texas, like that. Brownville,
right next to the border.
Right next to the border, man. That dude had told me if I couldn't get him a load, he said come Monday morning, he'd get his own load. I thought he was going to go and get load.com. He had talked to somebody or something. I'm trying to get me a decent load coming back. Man, we didn't hear from him. Gerald didn't hear from him. Duke, I didn't hear from him. Next thing we know, it was calling me and telling my truck was being held up at the border. Held up at the border? For what? It's empty coming back. For what? Well, man, no, sir. We saw 18 illegal aliens in the back of your truck, sir.
Oh, man.
It started with 18 messages. I'm going to tell him I can come get the truck. No, I can't. Somebody might go crazy, but it's sure going to be me. You never tell I'm running a border traffic. You never accuse me. Hey, kid, I might could have got my truck with no tag at all. I wouldn't take it in jail. What Kenny Rogers said, you got to know when to fold, know when to hold. You got to go tap the fold. Nobody can come claim my
I got that same call one night. I got that same call one night. Yeah, I sent somebody down there to get my drug.
Man, please. I wait for them to send nobody. In fact,
Virginia Tech began. I ain't even thought about seeing them, but if I knew, I wouldn't go. They told me, they said, well, sir, you come drive your truck. We're going to hold your driver. I'm like, I tell you what, you hold the truck and the job for a little bit, sir. I ain't tell them that, but I knew that was what. It wasn't even a thought, Big Ed. What do you talk? All that was on my mind was a dude that got caught with 18 Mexicans in his truck. He got trapped. They were, I don't know what they told him. So I mean, told him I paid him to do it. I get out there and I'm ahead of it. Oh, I ain't going. Real, it was, hey, man, it was a, I mean, when I say a real night, I had a super nice spread out. Had a 7-inch condo on it. Lost all that.
Yep.
18 Mexicans. I think they said he gave them 600 a piece to get them across the border. That's like that truck, though. Y'all remember here a few months ago when that Suburban, it was an expedition. And 20 of them Mexicans in it, and took the seats out. They had land on top of each other.
Yeah, took the seats out. That's right.
Lord, how much.
And they showed the section of the fence that they cut down so they could drive through.
So they cut down from the drive through. Real deal.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's all I keep saying. You see all these people go through just to get into the United States?
Yeah.
I was locked up in the county, and I went to court. They gave me a $200 D-bond. I'm out of there. And the process of me getting processed out, they had a couple of guys downstairs. And the homeless said, wait a minute, they were getting sent back. I said, wait a minute, let me get back real soon. I said, you get back? I said, all they do is take it to the border and try to lose. He said, we wait a few days and try again. I come back. I said, oh, yeah, we do that. So you take them to the border and cut them loose. And they'll take all that just to try to get in this country.
Hmm. Yep.
Yeah, foreign country. They don't tell me. Oh, and my grandfather was cutting out a pep. They don't tell me a pep. He put an end to all your mess. Like my man told Cooper Kent said he wasn't going to run him and chop his foot. And foreign country is in your mess. They got some foreign country kids. I see them put you in the middle of town and put your arms and your head in the noose.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like I said, you got it made in America.
In Georgia, the state of Georgia is so wicked and crooked. They wanted to put a fence around the state of Georgia. They wanted to make you pay to come in and pay to go out. And when you come back through, you got to pay to come back in and pay to get out another here. If you do something in Georgia, they put your name, your crime here, they had fired a long time before the crime went out with the paper. What you did, what you tried, who you did to, what your body, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fitting person. I go out by
all that.
By Jerry. I was out by Jerry 4 weeks ago. I said, oh, you said I just be looking for something. Let me see. I got to do something.
Hey, D. I made more money sending them guys to get my truck than anything because I went right up in that motherfucker and found his payday.
So what?
His payday. Over $10,000.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you made out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made out.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean myself, like I said, my leader, my biggest fear was getting out to the board, not knowing what to do and say it. Not knowing what he had said, not knowing what he had signed or not signed. Like, you know what? I don't think I want to take that chance. Donald said, don't go. Don't have that show. We'll do another show. And all that. Like, and then my partner was there, you know, I think home he had said a million times, like, you go to jail, if your family can't afford to feed you, he said, man, you just started there. They don't need no too hot, they don't try to make it up. They'll push us a sword, they don't need no too hot. We do that. They don't do that job. I was like, you serious? I said, man, they don't feed you over there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Westside, take your beating tonight. You got to redeem yourself. You got to redeem yourself. Take an ass whooping tonight.
what are you doing? Take what? What happened like
that? Oh, happy day.
What
are you
doing? Somebody whooping.
Hey, man. Let's start taking a beating tonight. We got to redeem ourselves.
What did you hear on the cut?
I don't know. I ain't talking to anybody yet. You know, the car, like, it backfired and caught on fire a little bit. That's what it seemed. It looked like to me. I'm in the kitchen right now. In the kitchen, Big Eddie.
Oh, man.
Making it up. Yes, sir. I mean, Corey out there with me tomorrow, baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneak up on him and pull on him.
Oh, he's faster now, baby. Asking what he used to
do. Tell me better keep looking over his shoulder.
He mad at his sister now. He said she broke his car.
You know what I'm making you a cold cut train, Lee?
Oh, no.
A what? Cold cut train. Oh, no, man. I ain't doing no cold cut train.
You be
proud. I gotta cook something. I gotta cook something to put some fat on the nigga. You making no cold cuts?
You be proud. I cooked you.
I put you know what I did today though. I put me some pork shoulders in my smoker today. I smoked them for like 10 hours.
Yeah.
Bring them out there. Make some pulled pork sandwiches. I put them in there early.
You don't want to trade them. That's not the only thing. Yeah. You got yellow food out there. I'm telling you, cold cut trade, you don't know, before you get it, dude.
Ham sandwich good when you ain't got now.
Yeah. Yeah,
sir. I'll be down any day.
That's right. Let them niggas come over there and you just not drop it. Nothing does. Let me get a couple of these right here and I'll be back. That's 2, 3, 5 hours.
I know one thing. Price them damn wings going up. $149.
Man, if you can find them. Yeah, you might can't find them someplace.
Oh, I can find, I get them. I can get them.
Oh, yeah. You
gotta
go to the butcher shop.
You need
to know where
to
go.
Yeah, I can get them.
All the time.
I got a couple of spots. I can get them. They always
shop. But see, you shopping for it every week. And you know who's going to have it and who's not. But just your regular around the mill guy,
I go to Peoria Meats. I go all in the back in the freezer and everything.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to say, do you ever go to Peoria?
Yeah, I go in the freezer. I go get my own shit, kid.
Yeah.
Johnny and Mike, them down there, they let me come get my own shit.
They got another place right in Randolph, around Morgan. I forget the name of that joint. It's another place right on Randolph and near Morgan.
That used to be Nickel. That used to be.
Oh, okay.
That's him over there on Harrison now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can go in Peoria. I can go in there. I can go cut my steak. I can do all that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Johnny, I'm at Peoria. They treat me right. I'm making three little favorites, not baguette.
Oh, man, not baguette.
Baguette.
Not baguette.
That was three little things. Three little things, baguette.
Baguette.
Hey, you cooking tomorrow?
Yeah. Getting me some ribs, some steak, some chicken breast, some everything. Turkey link.
It's a fam.
Yeah. If once that rotten ass money don't come over there, I ain't gonna give him nothing.
Oh, don't worry about it. He ain't coming.
that man retarded, man.
Don't worry about it. He ain't coming.
Oh,
Lord. I'm going to fry me a spam sandwich before I leave the house.
Yeah.
Oh, man, not the spam.
Hey, boy, they got some of them Cajun chicken links. Them motherfuckers so good, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, how much?
Mm-hmm. And money, don't forget to put a half into that government cheese on that spam sandwich.
Yeah, reach down and cut you one of them thick slices, man. Mm.
Yes, sir. And I got to have some Miracle Whip. I don't want no mayonnaise. I need Miracle Whip.
There you go.
You might as well get you some grateful pie.
Hey, Big Mark. And if I'm feeling kind of thrifty, like I got a little money, I'll slice me up a raw onion and grill it and put it on the top. That's if I'm feeling thrifty.
Him who eat a half inch slice of yellow meat might have tight ass. Him might not sit for many moons.
Mm-hmm.
Paul. I ain't got change. You tell him I
want to.
You
ain't got no grill already, kid. I ain't got to go back to the west side. I can just jump on
Oh, okay.
394. I can jump on 394 from right here by my house, man.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so good.
It take me long. It take me 7-8 minutes to get to 394.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on 41. Got them in 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
I know what you mean, Big Ed. You said all. Oh,
yeah, bro. I just can't believe that goddamn Chuck, man. Ungrateful ass duck.
Boy, that damn Eddie. Hey, Eddie, I ain't going down with you, man. You know.
I got beat up real bad last weekend, and he don't appreciate me trying, man.
Yeah, he sure did. He told your ass up in my show.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You tried to save me. You tried
That's
to save me.
That's why I told you, Eddie, that fry is behind. That's why I told you, Eddie,
oh,
fry
shit.
Is behind.
Oh, shit. Let me dig out. Big house there. That's why I told you fries behind.
Yeah. I'll fry that motherfucker just for being ungrateful.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, shit.
You know, I think I will fry that motherfucker.
Uh-oh.
I'm still on here. I just want y'all to know. I'm still on here.
Man, listen to me.
That motherfucker wanted to holler and I put him in that grease, boy.
Oh, man.
You heard that motherfucker, Lee?
Yeah. Sure heard him now.
Did the weed man get in? He was taking too long. When he get in, cuz, I'm taking a zone.
Yeah. Of course, some booby trap from me. No, he did it. No, he did it, Big Ed.
I mean, hey, Lee. Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
I know why it caught on fire.
Why?
Leaking Leon didn't clean it out like he's supposed to. He didn't clear it out. He let the fuel bag up in the carburetor and didn't clear it out.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be a driver back in the day, too. You know, I used to drive.
So what are we going to do about that, man? What are we going to do to him?
We're going to have to tell him next time he get up there, he got to clean it out.
We
ain't
going
to do that
out.
To him. Yeah, he got to clear it out. He don't clear it out the next time. We're going to turn his ass upside down.
Oh, man. He don't clear it out. We're going to let money get him. About them short pops.
Yeah, money talking about he broke, son. Money don't know broke or fix shit.
He ain't never been that fast to know what's broken, what ain't broke when the car take off
like that. Oh, man.
Funny, couldn't even be my daddy on racing when they were racing back in the 60s. And they get cars off the showroom floor.
Damn, man.
My daddy would have took it and run and ran money ass over.
Stall him out. Don't hit him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my daddy had number 13 second car. Would have took it and ran money ass over.
Damn. Oh, money.
Get up, money.
I can't find the damn mute button. Your daddy and his road runner would have got his motherfucking ears clipped.
He would have ran your ass over.
Oh, shit.
We put that road runner on your ass and ran your ass over.
Hey, madman. Back then, when your daddy was racing, I wasn't thought about. But I'm pretty sure my mama would have took that motherfucking Impala and stuck her finger in your daddy ass.
Oh, no, we'll fuck that Impala up. Hey, that was shit.
Whatever you wanted to get, she would have took that Impala and stuck it in his ass. Or she would have took that Wildcat foot and stuck it in his ass.
No, we had a big elephant back then. We had that Hemi mode. We would fuck you up then. We had that Hemi mode.
Yeah.
Fuck you up. Yeah. We had that elephant in that motherfucker for Keith Black. We would have fucked you up.
Your daddy's dream. I'm going to fuck your daddy's dream.
Back in 69, we would have ran circles around you, money.
Hey.
Yeah.
He would have been at home coming from Don't Go Out That Door, like I told you. Man, look at
and they were racing a quarter mile back then, too. Wasn't no eighth of a mile.
Sure wasn't. They were racing 13-20.
My daddy would have gave you five from behind and seen your tail like to come and run you down and went around you.
Yeah. You'd have fucked around and your daddy got his head busted fucking with that Impala. And you'd have just mad. He'd have been cussing him out.
You've been at Lee when we took off, and the elephant started coming around you. His daddy would have told him, hey, boy, don't take the garbage outside. He'd have been like, you go take it out. You talking to me like you fast. He would have told me, take that 916 and lift the back of that hood up to get a carburetor more breathing room.
Oh, man. Yeah, damn.
Go take that garbage outside. Who you talking to? You ain't fast. You go take it out.
Yeah, we would have ran around you, money. In 69, 68, we'd have ran you over.
Shit. In 68, 69, y'all would have had y'all hands full.
Yeah, well, you took that goddamn road runner and ran your ever with that big Hemi in there.
Yeah, I wish y'all would have still had it.
It's still around somewhere. RBM still got it out there. You want to race it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I want to race it.
When you go to California, let me know and I'll set it up.
Motherfucker, I'm going to go to California. What, you think I'm take the car with me on Southwest?
Yeah. Yeah, Southwest, you got a car. They get a damn.
That ain't no carry-on.
They have the billionaire bring it.
You won that one.
Yeah, man.
There ain't
man.
No motherfucking carry on. I can't do it.
It may not rain tomorrow, man. It's starting to rain now.
It's starting to rain.
Yeah, but it rained out this way, and it didn't even rain that way, dude.
Yeah, it was dry out there.
Yep.
Well, I'll be out there tomorrow, goddammit. I'm going to come out there and talk a whole bunch of shit. and then I'm going to go sit in my car and raise the back hatch up to keep the sun off me, and I'm going to fall asleep with a sandwich in my mouth.
I'm going to talk to the devil tomorrow, man. Rain over that way.
Look at man, he going to talk to who, man?
Oh, shit, you got an hour and 15 minutes, Leon. You got an hour and 15 minutes.
The food calm down.
We not up at the track already.
Money nuts, man.
Man.
Money
man, they got their Leon, goddamn grenade. Everybody shit but his. He won't even let a bird shit on that Camaro. He'll be like, oh, hell no.
Oh, man. Boy, that damn money ain't right.
Man.
I'm finna roll me up one, y'all. Finna roll me up one.
Yeah, roll you up one. Roll you up one.
Man, how many of them you have a day?
I just cut down now. I only have about 6 a day now.
Damn.
Man, if that motherfucker madman was sober, he'd fuck around and be in jail for murder. He got to stay high to stay calm. You see, the first time he hadn't smoked, he went over there and fucked around with Andre the Giant. Went over there and fucked around with that dude from WrestleMania. Shit. You got to get madman high, because if he's sober, somebody ass in trouble.
Hey, where my brother Ten House at? Is he on this evening?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he was on here earlier talking to Chuck Wagon.
I should even bring me some cha-cha out there, man. Hey. I had some greens earlier.
They say Ten House was on there yesterday arguing with himself.
Who won the argument?
The other person he was arguing with.
Who won the argument? Nobody knows.
No, the other person won because somebody got mad and hung up. Hey, buddy. I didn't know he was going to argue with himself. I didn't know. And I got on there and I say, Tim, Pine, glad you showed up, calm down. You would have did him, Tim. Yeah, what I said, Pine, glad you showed up, calm down.
What was that?
Because he got calm after that. They think I know Tim hung up.
Oh, man.
But I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know him and Brother Eric had got into it. But I'm going to let Tim out know. I seen Brother Eric before. He looked like what's the name? Eddie George.
The football player?
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Hey, matter of fact, he looked sort of like that wrestler, was just a little taller and bigger calves.
Big health ain't got into it with nobody, man.
Bobby Lashley. He got to do it with Lee Haney. God damn it.
Hey, I know one thing. If Brother Eric be running him downhill, Tim better come back with all that football shit because he's going to get ran over like Bo Jackson did Bosworth.
Man. Hey, I remember that game like it was yesterday. Bo Jackson told Bosworth that then I don't care which way the play is designed, whatever side you on, that's the way it's coming.
I'm coming at you.
He said, I don't care which way the play is designed, whatever side you on, that's the side I'm coming to.
Hey, but the Bosworth was smart. He made them shirts called Bust the Bars, and everybody in Oakland, California bought them some bitches in L.A. bought them.
Yeah. I tell you, boy, he hit Bosworth ass, his big fluffy ass, and ran drug his ass in the end zone one time. I'm like, damn.
Hey, that's the time I'm talking about when he drug him in the end zone. After that, Bosworth became a wrestler and a movie star.
He wanted Bosworth to be better than Mike Singletary. See, that's what
Bosworth. Yeah, that's what they wrote. Yeah. But Bosworth was
a rat. The only thing that made him better was his haircut, because he had that dumb ass haircut.
Hey,
other than that.
Right, but I'm just saying, that's what they was
trying
to do. That's what they were trying to do,
yeah.
They were trying to make him the Great White Hope. Yep. They were trying to make him the Great White Hope, like they were trying to do in boxing. They were trying to do the Klitschko brothers.
Yeah.
Trying to make them the Great White Hope.
But they took the ball. Yeah, he had steroids in his ass and everything. He was all fucked up.
They trying to make him the Hope.
My homeboy used to play with Bob Work. Look, Jamel Holloway, that was the quarterback when Bob Work was there. See, Jamel was selling that work down there in Oklahoma. He was getting that cheese.
when he hurt his leg, you seen him standing on the sideline with that big old mink coat on and that big old chain.
Oh, man.
Bill Holloway. Yep. They still didn't win no championship, though. They didn't win no championship.
Who?
Oklahoma. They didn't win with Bob Work with them.
Hell no, they didn't.
My homeboy was quarterback, Jamel Holloway. And then they had the big tight end, Jackson. Jackson was the tight end, the big tight end, Keith Jackson.
Yep, I remember them. I remember that team.
Yeah. That was my homeboy, Jamel Holloway. He been running an option ever since we played Power Water football.
He won in Bosworth to be the savior.
And then that other dude, the other dude that won the quarterback, won number one. He went to court and told that Jamel that was selling drugs in Oklahoma. He told all that.
They want him to be better than Singletary and Lawrence Taylor them.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't happen.
Nope. He'd have it in it.
Hey. No, he didn't have none of that shit there.
Oh, yeah, none of that, Eddie.
Yeah.
I only seen two white boys that I liked that played safety, and they were good. Gary Fensick for the Chicago Bears, and the white boy, what the fuck his name, Leonidas, or somebody played for the Rams.
What about Doug Plank? Doug Plank was a hard-hitting boy, too, at safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary Fenty and Doug Frank. Them boys was hitting shit. They wasn't playing around.
Man.
That's when they was the monsters of the midway.
Yes,
Cliff
sir.
Harris. Cliff
yep.
Harris and Charlie Waters.
Now they just
4-6.
They was the monsters of the midway. Now they the Muppets.
Charlie Waters was like a hit.
They 5-3.
They had the 46. Ooh, wee. That was a bad mother. Ooh,
Lord, have mercy.
I remember
Pinsley
hit somebody
bad,
so hard
that
he gave himself a concussion.
Yeah.
But see, y'all had Richard
Denton
and all them, you feel me?
Yeah.
All them was good. All them was good.
Single Wilbur Marshall. Yeah, Wilbur Marshall.
Yeah.
Big Perry.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one for y'all. D might remember this, man. The Bears was playing the Buffalo Bills, and Dick Butkus picked O.J. Simpson up and slammed him helmet first.
So hard
his helmet popped off his head.
Yeah. But he might have slammed him, but that was a bad boy that he slammed, though. Juice was no joke.
Hey, Big Mark. Do you remember when Mean Joe Green spit in Dick Buckus' face? He walked right down the sideline and spit in his face.
And
you know that
what did Buckus do?
He spit all on the ball.
Almost
curious.
What Buckus do, Lowrider?
Nothing.
They eat in his place. I know damn well he did.
me and Joe Green were looking for some work.
Man, please.
You remember them guys?
He was looking for some work.
Hey, y'all remember the guys dropping the pipes on their cleats and all that old shit back in the day?
Them that wasn't no joke. They wasn't playing.
You say they were looking for some work.
Me and Joe Green, the white. LC Greenwood, they were looking for some work.
Yeah, man, they used to put
you know one of the best linemen that I ever seen play, though?
Pick up 5-4, 5-4.
You know who was one of the best linemen I ever seen play?
That's it. No,
Reggie White. Reggie White.
Yeah.
Reggie come out of the Rams, man. Foster was the best lineman, man.
Yeah.
Man, Reggie White wasn't bullshit. That was the minister of defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's 7-7. Yeah, right. 7-7.
Yeah, all this stuff over here.
Black quarterback named Lester Hayes. Used to put stick them on his helmet to his toes. And all they had to do is run next to you and catch the ball.
Hey, man, but one of the baddest black quarterbacks I ever saw was James Harris from the Rams.
Yeah, Northern.
But you ain't seen nothing. He didn't stay at the Rams that long before he went to San Diego.
You know them boys looking for some work, Lee.
You know they gave what's the name of his spot? They put Pat Hayden in his spot, a low 5'10" quarterback in the Rams. Wasn't shit since.
Damn,
Big
Mark, what about
USC?
Big Mark, what about
Doug Williams?
Out of USC.
Hey, Big Mark. Hey, Big Mark. Do you remember who was the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
Doug Williams.
Doug Williams.
Nope.
No, they said one before Doug. They said another boy one before Doug.
Yeah. Not Jeff.
Oh, for the Steelers. What's his name?
Jefferson.
For the Steelers.
For the Steelers. Yep.
What's his name?
Fat.
I don't remember.
When Bradshaw got hurt.
Yeah, Joe Gilliam.
What year that was?
He was the first one.
Oh, shit, between
years.
Had to be around about 74, 75, Lee.
Yeah, it was the early 70s. And he got all the way to the playoffs, and they put Terry Bradshaw back in.
And they put Bradshaw back in there.
Yeah, everybody did what tonight.
They lost in next two out of three, I think they lost. And they kind of tightened back up. But he had that ball on three. He had it on three, like he was handed off to the receiver. He was throwing it so pretty. They took him, put it right back on the bench.
Yep.
Hey, but you know, Tom Landry said, you didn't have nothing. They asked him why you didn't see no black quarterback. He said, you have nothing but white coaches. And what white coach want a black quarterback? He said, a quarterback coach is like a son. He said it's like a son to him. So don't know white coach want no son, black son. And that's what
you gotta think, y'all gotta think. They didn't want what's the name? Warren Moon until he went to Canada and won all the championships up there.
That's right.
Nobody won.
We'll get credit for breaking the barrel because he was a starter. But Jefferson Smith was a starter, and he got put back on the bench. And he didn't get put back on the bench because he went.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, another black quarterback that was good that they didn't want when they got Vince McMahon. I mean, when they had McMahon, they had McMahon. But
Vince Evans.
Vince Evans was the only quarterback that could hit Willie Gault in stride. And they didn't want to. They didn't want to play him. They kept putting
And McMahon wasn't really no hell of a quarterback for real. McMahon just was at the right team.
He was at the right team at the right time.
At the right time. And he acted like a thug.
He had like a thug, but he didn't have to be no great quarterback. Because
he had a real behind him.
And then whenever they got in trouble and had to punt the ball, they didn't worry about it because they had the best defense in the nation. So
Hey, y'all remember Big Roland Harper?
Running back.
Better Boys Foundation on Pulaski. Yeah, we used to go out by Walter Payton's house then. You know, he sponsored that. He used to have all them Roland Harper and all them big guys out there.
You see that hill that he made famous running up and down in front of his house?
Yeah.
I used to live right in Wisconsin. I used to live around the corner from him.
Oh, you talking about up by Barrington, up by Hoffman Estate. Yeah.
Right.
That's a Mississippi boy, though, y'all. Y'all know he's about Columbia, Mississippi.
He used to go up to Kenosha, Wisconsin, though, up to that big hill up there and run up that big hill. And we used to try to run up it, and he'd be sitting there waiting to get up that hill.
He's a running machine.
Oh, Peyton was the best I ever seen.
I'm gonna tell you one that was good. He was fast, good. He was great. His career just got cut short. He had unlimited skills. That was that man, his KLC.
Jim Brown was a bad one.
Hey, but that was, hey, y'all. What's his name was bad, too, now? Lil Barry Sanders.
Oh yeah, no question.
Yeah, Bill was bad.
Yeah,
Bill,
y'all talking about all them guys.
Nobody beat Jim Brown, but Jim Brown didn't cut.
Y'all didn't
cut.
Y'all didn't miss
the
ever.
Y'all ain't missed the one running back
that I like too. That used to run straight up and down and would get a hole and be gone.
Eric Dickerson, one of my football coaches used to play in the NFL. His name, he played for the New England Patriots, named Minnie McHammon. He was a bad boy, too. He was the Earl Campbell before it was Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell was a bad boy.
Hey, y'all. Somebody else who was bad, too, for Kansas City. Christian Okoye.
Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith wasn't all that. I hate to say it. He had a good line.
Because
when that man, when he left the Dallas Cowboys and went to a mediocre line, his ass
was
over.
It was
over for him.
Hey, Money. You're right. Emmitt wasn't nothing. He was all that and some. Emmitt took Dallas to the Super Bowl with one shoulder. Walking around with arms dragging the ground and never stopped running.
Emmitt wasn't good as them other running backs.
Tell me how many motherfuckers got them at fourth and goal
at the 50 and dived over the pile into the end zone. Tell me who did. Who else did that?
Y'all forgetting about Franco Harris.
Yeah, but he had that line over there. I didn't care for Franco.
I'm gonna tell you, Franco wasn't gonna run out of bounds. Gary Sayers wasn't gonna run out of bounds. All the rivers going in your way. Now y'all named all these good black running backs.
Y'all ain't named no good white
man. I can name some good
Craig
white
James. Craig James. Riggins. John Riggins. Lee, I bet you I can change your mind.
Who? I know one that you've seen. I bet you I can
Who?
Change your mind.
Who?
He played for Tampa Bay.
Who are you talking about? John Riggins. All-star.
And them boys, these were no big boys back then compared to what they are now.
Right. They had a lot of speed. Y'all got to think. Back then, the white boy was a fullback.
The black boy was a tailback. The white boy was a fullback.
Yep.
You look at every black quarterback that had a white fullback in front of him.
Sure did.
And back then they played football.
Crush your damn helmet.
They playing football now. You can't hit the quarterback. You can't bury your face mask in his chest.
Who invented the hand slap? The head slap. Who invented that? Let me see if y'all know that. That's an old.
I don't
player.
Know.
I don't know, but I know it's old.
Probably Deacon from the fifth and fourth.
Deacon Jones.
Yeah.
Deacon Jones.
Yeah.
From the fifth and fourth. Except you sad to him,
yeah.
Sad to that, you get your concussion. Thank you.
Uh-huh. I got you, brother D. I got you.
Deacon Jones.
Yeah.
What about
Deacon Jones
for
the fifth and
That was it.
Ed Too
Tall Jones.
That was bad, man. Ed Too Tall. Hey, they had a motherfucker at Dallas Cowboy named Hollywood Henderson. Was a motherfucker before he got on drugs.
Yeah.
Hey, you got two phones, man.
You look like him.
Yeah, before he got 2 years.
You take him for fun, man, and go there, couldn't be stopped.
Sure, Hollywood Henderson was my boy.
Hey, brother D,
I'm going to tell you something funny, brother D.
Hey,
as soon as I went to the federal penitentiary, the first tape they show you is Hollywood Henderson. Talking about being on drugs. Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to hear something crazy? You want to hear something crazy? He done caught the lotto twice.
I seen that.
And caught it twice since he got broke.
The Dallas Cowboys got mad because he was on the sideline throwing up number one when they were losing, and they got rid of him. Son of San Diego.
I'm going to tell you a running back, man, his name don't come up, but in his prime, he didn't play for 3 or 4 years, but in his prime, he was one of the best to ever do it. He called Tom Legend Plastic Man. That's how you get on. How can you get on with a Plastic Man? That was Dwayne Thomas. He had the record for the Super Bowl rushing 93 yards. They tried to broke it, but Dwayne Thomas was the best ever grabbed a ball. Wasn't talking to nobody. Him and Kevin Hill, two of the best ever get back there. But after he got caught with that duck, they won the Super Bowl. He got caught with that duck in his car, and they had Dallas trade him. It went to Washington. From there, he was never the same. Boy, when he was a cowboy, Dwayne Thomas.
My buddy from right here, Kosciuszko, Clarence Harmon, played with the Washington Redskins and won a championship. He the first one to get caught with the drugs. He the first one to get caught on cocaine. Clarence Harmon.
He
played wide receiver for the Washington Redskins. Right out of Kosciuszko, Mississippi.
How would Madman know that, y'all?
Because he's from my town. That's all they talk about in this town.
We got him and Billy Ray Bates coming here, and that's all they talk about. Weed was considered a heavy drug back then. You know that Madman?
Weed was a heavy drug then, and
Dallas being the American team, they couldn't have that, so they traded him.
But look at what's the name though, brother. They either played with the Dallas Cowboys. What's the name? Big Nate.
He was an offensive lineman.
He got caught with 60 pounds, and the next week he get out of jail, he caught with 60 more pounds. A lot of them get caught with this shit. They don't have the money they had. You got to think, Lee, they might have paid for $100,000 for 2 years. They didn't get no money back then. They would get $20,000 or $30,000, man. They wouldn't get no money.
That was money back then, but the cost of living just overrode their money. I remember in 72, my uncle built a home from the ground, my great uncle. And the people at the job told me, they said, Jesse, you got to be a fool. Say, you never pay for the house. He said, I don't know damn if I don't pay for it. I only get a payment once a month. Little and the kids will be straight if I leave. Not much it costs. It cost them $20,000.
Okay. Yeah, hey, Brother Lee, you got to think about it.
Back then.
Back then, because somebody put up a post the other day. bought a car back in 64 and 63 was 25 and 2600. 64 Chevy cost you 2500 back in 64.
Hey, man.
Yep.
Somebody from Chicago put that post
car,
up.
The very car that I have right now, my 71 GS, that car off the showroom floor, brand spanking new, fully loaded, 3600.
Yeah.
I see one sale. I see one sale at Baron Jackson for $220,000.
My tell what my daddy said though.
Back then.
Yeah, because my daddy said you were working for $2 an hour back then. He said if you did good, you made $2.
Man, When they opened the factory up to the blacks, the blacks was coming out the field making $3 an hour. That's $120 a week, and they thought they were rich.
Yep.
Because they weren't making
my
no
daddy,
money.
My daddy was in Chicago.
It was a lot of money back then, though, man. You take $5.
My daddy was in Chicago.
And buy all the cold cuts in the world.
Brother D,
my
daddy was in Chicago in 1964. He said he was working at Campbell's Soup. He said the summertime, it was cool. He said when that winter came and that snow hit, he had to get his ass back to California.
Hey, man.
Look at I used to take a milk jug and go get me a gallon of gas for 18 cents and cut grass all day long.
Yep.
Now look at gas now, $4.18.
Hey, man. My mama would talk and she'd be talking about how she got a raise at the job. We thinking she got some money. Oh, yeah, I got a raise. What you get? 15 cents on an hour. But you know what? 15 cents.
That was good money, man.
That was good. Yeah.
Exactly.
We didn't know
that.
We didn't know that.
Hey, man. I love Reese's Cups, and sometimes I just look at them, and I just be thinking about how much different it has been. I remember paying 10 cents for this in school, and you're a sneaker bike, and you sat on your desk a sneaker bike. Now they want $1.16, $1.20 for them. Yep.
Shit, that's a good deal. You probably want $4.
$1.69.
Yeah, thank you. $1.69.
Yeah.
I don't